Hello and welcome, friends, to Grim Scenarios, the podcast that has come out, you know, once every couple months these days. I'm your host, Emma. With me here is my co-host, Milk.
It's me.
So, we have some fun announcements we're going to do at the end of this episode. But here at the start, we figured we've done a lot of stuff on the podcast over the years. And we wanted to go back to where we all began, talking about how to read the Grimm and solve things on Trouble Brewing.
So, welcome to
Trouble Brewing.
Revisit it.
Take two.
Now, here we have Milk playing as the Washerwoman.
The Washerwoman? That's my favorite role.
I don't believe you, but that's fine. We'll move on. Milk, you have seen a chef between seat 4 and seat 12.
Seat 4 and seat 12. All right. Seat 4 and seat 12. A chef. All right, I'm putting this on the Grimm. Looking for a chef.
Yes. All right.
Well, what could possibly go wrong with a good old washerwoman?
Absolutely nothing. That's a classic rule.
Classic rule.
The very top of the Trouble Brewing rule sheet. Probably the easiest character in Clock Tower.
Probably the easiest character in Clock Tower. There's no way I could mess this up.
Nah, not even you.
Let's go mess this up.
Oh, boy.
All right, Milk. So, on night one, you were told that either seat 4 or seat 12 was the chef. How do you want to go about trying to build out and solve this gang here, knowing this critical piece of information?
I think one of the crucial things about Washerwoman is it's one of the roles that can be very open and public. You've received your information. You've gotten what you're going to get in terms of info, so you're not worried about being poisoned. You're happy to find a virgin if you can. So it's always useful to sort of out that. But one of the things I think is really important is you don't have to out it to everyone immediately. You can hold it for the first day, see if bluffs establish themselves, see what other people are claiming. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a little bit of time here. I'm going to try to talk to the people who are in my ping to see if there's information out there that I can get from them. It's all sort of kind of general best practices stuff. You know, if I can hunt down a chef, it might be helpful to me. So let's see if we can find the chef.
Yeah. So do you want to talk to Milk?
You know what? Let's go ahead and talk to seat 12.
Okay. You go off and you talk to seat 12. How's it going, Nook?
Hello, seat 12. It's going pretty great. I am interested in talking about your role. Yeah, because I'm someone who's potentially seen you in some information.
Well, I think it's important to get my role out on the table too. I'm the investigator.
The investigator. Oh, that's great. Do you want to share what you may have seen in your pings?
Yeah, I saw a poisoner between seat 11 and seat 5.
A poisoner between seat 11 and seat 5. Oh, that's really great. That's super useful information. Just going to go ahead and mark that up here for our viewers. Okay, interesting. So you've seen a poisoner between seat 11 and seat 5. Okay, well, I did not see an investigator. Of course, you might have gathered that it's unlikely that I saw an investigator. I'm the washerwoman, and so I guess we'll see if the other person in my ping is the thing I saw.
All right, then, says seat 12. Happy hunting, Milk.
Bye, seat 12. Well, we'll see if we can catch seat 4. I'm just kind of following the basic.
Seat 4 happens to be available. What great luck for you.
Well, how lucky I am. There's, you know, they could have been in another chat. It could have been hard to talk to them. We could have had to wait till day 2. But fortunately, seat 4 is right there.
Yeah. Seat 4 says, hey, Milk, how's it going? How are you today?
You know what, seat 4? I am doing great. I'm very happy to be here playing this game with you. I have a role that may have seen you, and I'm curious about your role, how you'd like to handle this.
Yeah, I'm happy to believe I could be seen. How do you want to go about handling the confirmation?
Well, I think, you know, we can do it in the traditional way of you give me three roles, and I let you know if the role I saw is one of those three roles.
Okay. I could be the monk, recluse, or chef.
Okay. I will say that you're not the recluse.
That is correct. I am not the recluse.
Where do you want to go from here? I'm not just going to tell you my role, Milky. You're trying to confirm yourself to me. Well, I'm already confirmed to you, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I'm the washerwoman. I saw chef, so.
Oh, I am the chef, so that all checks out.
Great. Okay. I like to do it incrementally, so, like, I'll say, like, you're not
my
this
my number
one.
Is a zero for what it's worth.
Your number is a zero for what it's worth. I mean, that's a pretty useful chef number most of the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to track who dies tonight and see what patterns we can find.
Okay, that sounds really, really good. Yeah, I'll be keeping an eye out for that as well. I'm going to be looking for a virgin, probably, so that I can get this confirmation nicely settled.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, well, with nothing else really to go off of, I'll see if I can talk to Seat 5.
Seat 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. C5 goes, hey Milk, how's it going?
Hey there, C5, how are you?
Oh, not so bad.
Great. I'm looking for, I'm potentially looking for a virgin. I have some really powerful information that I'd like to confirm. Are you the virgin?
I am not the virgin. But
that's unfortunate.
I'm more than happy to not learn your role because I am the Undertaker.
That
way I can confirm you if you do find a virgin.
All right, that sounds good. I'll just mark you down here as an Undertaker. Interesting. Yeah. Well, if I do die to the virgin, it'll be easy for you to just kind of know what I am. So that works out nicely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We'll see how things go. All right. I don't know. You would do one more, or is that pretty good?
Oh, you can have one more, I think.
You're so nice to give me one more. You know what? Let's talk to somebody totally unrelated to this web of entangled deceit. Let's talk to Seat 7.
Seat 7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seat 7 says, hey, Milk, how's it going? I'm Havid Reporter. I know you're good.
Hello. That's fantastic. Do you by any chance happen to be the empath who's getting a zero?
I am the empath who's getting a zero.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love a good empath zero. Well, I'm happy to tell you that I'm a top four, and I'm looking for the virgin. I've heard there's an Undertaker out there, so I don't want to necessarily give out my role too broadly.
Seat 9 told me they were the virgin. I was thinking about nominating them because I'm Pat Zero. That's some pretty powerful information.
That's actually more
if
powerful.
You want to,
that's actually more
if you
powerful
want to,
than my
you're
info.
You're more than welcome to, Milk.
I think the Empath Zero might be more powerful than my info, actually.
But you've already volunteered.
I have, but an Empath Zero is a lot stronger, and it does confirm me as being good, which makes my information more likely to be true.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's up to you. If you don't do it by the end of the day, I probably will.
All right. Cool.
All right. Thanks. All right. Well, there we go. A couple of good conversations with a couple of different people.
All right. What's your thinking on the groom's day right now, Mel?
So, yeah, there's a couple of possibilities that emerge from my mind right now. The first is that my information is pinging off of a spy. Like, so that's the world where my... Let's not talk about the world where my information is true, right? The world where my information is true is just that there's somebody, and then there's the chef who has a zero. In the world where the chef is the spy and my information is pinging off of the spy, the chef is giving out a zero because the chef is sitting next to another evil who's in the investigator ping. So that could be a poisoner claiming Undertaker. The Undertaker sitting next to the spy, or the poisoner sitting next to the spy claiming to be the Undertaker, could potentially be the could potentially be getting the Grimm from the spy. So that's what that's kind of what I'm thinking, you know, as a potential. Empath Zero clearing me and another player, so that means it's likely there's not evils down there. In a seat 11, it could be the poisoner. You know, it's possible.
Interesting.
Okay. So it's time for nominations, and right away, Seat 5 nominates Seat 11 and says, I've been told I'm in an investigator seat thing with Seat 11. I know I'm good. Let's kill Seat 11. Let's get this ball on the road. Seat 11 goes, says, yeah, Reckless.
All right.
Huh? Do you want to vote on this, Milk?
No, I'm not going to vote on this.
Okay. Well, if you don't vote on this, I'm going to tell you there's only 5 votes. It wasn't enough to execute Seat 11.
I think Seat 11 could actually be evil, but there's no rush, right? There's no rush to get this information sorted.
Oh, rush to eliminate a poisoner?
Nah, not that much. Not yet. They've done their damage. They've done their damage today, and I know of 3 starts knowing rolls, so...
Right? Seat 2 nominates Seat 5 and says, well, we didn't get the first poisoner fang on the block. How about our second, Seat 5? Let's kill them.
So now that the Seat 11 has come out as the recluse, I'm inclined to leave this as well.
Okay. Well, without your vote, it does not pass.
Mm-hmm.
Seat 11 nominates Seat 12 and says, well, we can at least confirm the investigator information if there's potentially an undertaker here. Seat 12 says, yeah, happy to go.
I'm happy to leave this as well.
All right, you don't vote on that. It only gets 5 votes.
I'm going to nominate Seat 9.
Okay, you nominate Seat 9, you are executed and die.
Great.
All right, Milk. What's your current read on the game? Who do you think is good? Who do you think is evil?
So currently, I think that the empath in Seat 7 is at least semi-believable. They allowed a washerwoman to get... They allowed a washerwoman to get... or they allowed someone else to get confirmed, which is strong. Seat 9, obviously the virgin. I'm torn between the two potential worlds of there being an evil hidden in a recluse ping in Seat 11 and 5, or Seat 11 being actually evil, or the thing I said before about the chef, you know, hiding. I think Seat 12 is good. I think Seat 7 and Seat 12 are good.
12 is good.
Yep. I think Seat 7 and 12 are good. I think the people who are nominating off of the investigator info were nominating in relatively good faith. I don't think nominating Seat 12 made sense.
Okay.
I was always planning to nominate the Virgin there, so it didn't really matter if I voted on any of them. And I'm happy to just seem socially like I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to tell you that when you wake up, you learn that Seat 10 has died in the night.
Okay. Cool.
Who do you want to talk to today, Milk? It's a brand new day. A whole new adventure.
I might suspect that Seat 5 wants to talk to me, but I'm going to go talk to Seat 2. That's going to be where I'm going to go look at.
Seat 2?
Yeah.
Seat 2 goes, hello, how's it going, Milk?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm just following up. You made a nomination yesterday. I'm just curious about the
information
you
have. Talked to C12, I got their investigator ping, and then I nominated one-sided when the other side didn't get on the block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I didn't vote on either necessarily because I was kind of planning on nominating the Virgin there, but...
Well, I'm glad we have Virgin because it gives me something to do. I'm the monk.
Oh, super. That's fantastic and very helpful. Okay, great. I'm the washerwoman. Do I want to say what I'm confirming? I think I'm fine to say that I'm confirming a chef.
Oh, interesting. What number?
I heard a 0.
Interesting. Cool.
Yeah. So, not sure, you know, obviously there's reasons that could be wrong, but they did confirm pretty reasonably, so.
Good to know.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to talk to the Virgin, Seat 9. This is a sort of an obligatory conversation. I'm the person that nominated them. I need to explain what happened.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, basically, this is just an obligate conversation. Like, I'm the washerwoman. I have pings on 12 and 4.
Yep, so I've heard. I talked to seat 3. I already know your information. I already know your role. Didn't know what you saw.
Yeah, seat 7. Seat 7, you know, told me you were the virgin. So I just went ahead and did it because I think it's useful information.
And seat 3 told me you were the undertaker. Well, the washerwoman.
Seat 3 told you I was the washerwoman?
Yes, they're the undertaker.
Seat 3 is the undertaker.
Yes.
Okay, because Seat 5 claimed Undertaker to me, so interesting.
They said they had been in a wall swap. Maybe that was over with Seat 5, but they wanted to tell me the truth because I'm the Virgin.
Makes
sense. And you're either the washerwoman or the spy, so you already knew that.
Yep. So easy enough. It's possible that I pinged off a spy. It's sort of hard to wrap my head around that one, but.
So you saw a chef.
Saw a chef. Yeah, chef gave a 0.
Who's the chef? I don't want to actually vote on
them. It's C4. Yeah, C4 is the chef.
Okay. Yep. Good to know.
The off ping was investigator. You know, I don't know.
Thanks.
I mean, my job at this point is to sort of share information around as much as possible. I'd like to talk to seat 10, though, because the player who died first is going to be an interesting chat.
Yeah. Hey, you go talk to seat 10. Go, hey, Milk, how's it going?
What's up, seat 10? Sorry about the whole dead thing. You know, you and me.
Yeah. I'm a fortune teller. I do have a yes, for what it's worth.
Interesting. You got a fortune teller yes. Where is it?
Seat 1 and seat 6.
1 and 6. I'm just going to mark that in this grim here for everybody. FT, yes. Knight 1. And FT, yes. Knight 1. All right. Cool. Washerwoman, here's my information.
Yeah. I am worried you're the spy, Milk, because I didn't tell anyone I was the fortune teller. Now here I am, waking up dead. But who knows? If you're the spy, you're known the fortune teller.
I think it's possible that there is a spy. It's not me, although I understand why people would be suspicious of that. I think seat 4 could potentially be the spy who's in the washroom ping, given out a 0 with an evil neighbor, potentially, in the investigator ping. I think I'd be happy to kill one of 4 and 5, at some point in this game.
All right then.
Yeah, I didn't really want to kill the recluse claim because I thought there was an undertaker out there, and I would prefer they get good information. So,
fair enough.
All right, see you.
You have time for one more chat today. Who do you want to be with?
Let's get information from somebody I haven't talked to. Ooh, this should be on seat 6, not seat 7. This is FT, yes, Knight 1 on seat 6. Let's talk to seat. Let's talk to seat 6.
Seat 6 is, how's it going, Milk?
Hey, what's up, seat 6? What you got going on?
I'm at your service as always, my friend.
Oh, the butler.
I sure am.
Okay.
I picked seat 9 last night because they're performed good.
Yeah.
I think to vote in if they don't vote.
You in an FTS?
I'm in an FTS?
Well, I've heard
they
of it.
Shocked.
Yeah, oh, I've heard that
well,
you're in an FTS.
It's probably the other side, because the butler isn't a demon. And is the sword teller really going to put a red herring on the butler token?
I mean, yes. Yes, they absolutely would. 100% of the time. Yes.
Oh, wild. I always think of the butler as someone that's pretty likely to die quickly, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you can put a fortune teller token on, and then they die, and then, you know. Waste a kill. Anyway.
I am just the butler. Don't mind dying if I need to die to clear worlds. Didn't know about this so-called fortune teller. Yes. Is the fortune teller alive? We might want to kill him.
Fortune teller's dead.
You're the fortune teller?
For all intents and purposes, I'm the fortune teller, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's not me. It's
nominating
C-10.
The virgin as a fortune teller?
It's seat 10.
Weird, Milk. Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah. I'm the washerwoman. I'm confirming maybe something. I'm confirming maybe a chef. 0.
All
allegedly.
Right. Well, it's back to domination lands.
Yeah.
I assume you're not voting anything today.
No, I'm dead now, so me voting on things is going to be difficult. I'll have to save my vote for a little while until I see the shape of the game.
All right. Well, C12 nominates C1 and says, I heard there's a fortune teller yes in C1. Let's get them off the board. There's reasons to trust the other side.
All right.
Well, do you support this nomination?
Do I support the nomination? Yeah, in general, I would support this nomination. The butler seemed...
Why don't I give you all three nominations and you can decide which one you want to support?
Okay, that sounds good.
Your voice is going to carry a lot of weight here.
Got it.
All right. So, we don't know seat one's on the block yet. Seat 7 will nominate seat 6 and say, actually, I'm not so sure there's reasons to trust the other side. Hi, guys. I'm the empath. I got a 0 night 1, but I got a 1 last night. And I'm trying to figure out how that works, because seat 9 ain't evil. And I've heard that seat 6 is the other half the fortune teller. Yes.
All right.
Seat 6 says, yeah, I'm just the butler. If you want to kill me, kill me. No big deal either way.
Okay.
Then our third nomination is from seat 11 to seat 5. Seat 11 says, I think we're all forgetting what the investigator poisoner thing. I think seat 7 might be poisoned last night. I think we should try to get rid of seat 5, our poisoner here. I know I'm the recluse, but I think the storyteller probably is not just always going to throw the recluse in a ping, registering as evil. I think that they frequently register as good, and the investigator pings to throw off the scent. All right, those are your choices for today, Milk.
I think I would support the execution of seat 5.
All right, you're going to vote on seat 5?
Well,
you're
not going to vote.
The execution of seat 5? All right. Seat 5 is executed and dies. With your support, Tom decides to kill them.
Sounds right.
Okay. And you wake up to find that seat 3 has tragically left the mortal plane.
Yeah, I think that strongly makes me think that seat 5 is the poisoner. Or is some evil in that ping. Doesn't have to be the poisoner, could have been misregistered on the recluse, but I think seat 5 is an evil.
Interesting.
The Undertaker dying, right, in a world where the fortune teller, then the Undertaker dies, they're killing off the strongest evils. So I think there can definitely be a spy in this game, 100%.
Yeah, definitely a spy in this game. Who do you think the spy is?
I'm not sure. It can be seat 4 misregistering, but I'm not 100% on that yet. It could also be seat 6, who's causing this, is causing this back and forth ping on seat 7. We'll see what seat 7 got today. In fact, I'll just ask publicly, what did you get today, seat 7?
Seat 7 says, another one. I think I was poisoned night 1. Seat 6 is evil as hell.
It's possible.
Seat 6 is ain't evil, but if you want to kill me to clear world, you kill me to clear world. It's not a big deal.
Okay, cool. Let's talk to seat 1. It's the only person we haven't talked to on the grid.
All right, seat 1 goes, hey, Milk, how's it going?
Oh, we haven't talked to seat 3, so we'll get that one too. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm the washerwoman. I saw a chef between seat 4 and seat 12.
They go, yeah, I am, oh gosh, I'm the slayer? I'm not sure if I shoot. Who do you think I should shoot?
I'd shoot seat 6.
Oh, okay. I can shoot
actually,
seat 6.
I'd shoot seat 11.
Seat 11? I'd rather shoot seat 6. Really, I don't want to kill off the recluse. I'm with the virgin already off. I don't think they're going to double confirm two good players.
I don't think they're going to kill the recluse because I don't think they're going to let you confirm it. I also don't think the recluse is the demon. But if the storyteller for some reason did kill off the recluse there in a poisoner ping in a game where a virgin's already confirmed, that would be wild. Yeah, I think seat 6 is your best shot.
Okay, yeah, I can shoot seat 6. Well, if it doesn't work, they're just going to execute me, right? So maybe I shouldn't feed seats. Maybe there's someone else I should shoot.
I mean, you could shoot seat... You could shoot seat 4, I guess? But I'm confirming them.
I'm the Raven Keeper. I'm trying to draw the kill. And... Like, I was thinking through this, and I was like, yeah, sure, I can fake shoot seat 6, but I'm in a fortune teller. Yes, weapon. I fake shoot seat 6. And he's the demon. It's just going to mislead town, and you're going to execute me, and there's no chance I'll get my Raven Keeper ability. I really want to get a Raven Keeper ability, but how do I get a Raven Keeper ability?
I mean, probably just keep claiming Slayer as much as possible. Let the Virgin know that you're not the Slayer. That's probably important.
I have of them that.
Oh, okay, great. But I'm just making sure. I mean, I think
people
just
want
keep
to kill
claims,
me because of the force utility, yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, you might die. So, you know, that's a bummer. But you hang around as long as you can, because if you're in a fortune teller, yes, you're likely to be framed and probably not going to get killed by the demon. So, All right. It's tricky.
Thanks, buddy.
It's tricky. Yeah, sorry. All right, we do want to talk to C3 just because we didn't catch that confirmation yesterday.
Yeah, C3 goes, hey, Milk, come to take our slaves to wash from, and I gave the virgin and assumed you'd get from them. I was in a role swap because C5, the soldier.
Correct. Oh, C5 was the soldier.
Yeah, they were pretty good to me. I was a little surprised people voted on them, but you seem to think they didn't read good.
I thought that there was a reasonable chance that they were evil.
Okay. But, yeah. Social roots can be wrong. I could be wrong.
Yeah, you could be right. What do you think about this empath situation here at the bottom?
It's decently plausible that seat 7 was poisoned night 1 sitting next to the demon, right?
Yeah, it's reasonably plausible, especially if seat 5 is evil, right?
Yeah. But, well, I think C5 is good, but yeah. Is evil makes it more possible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of open to killing anybody at this point. Yeah, I don't know. Who do you think we should kill?
Seat 6 or seat 1. I think we have to start playing these portions until the S is out.
I think we should clear seat 6, right, because the empath info?
Yeah, I think seat 6 makes first place to start, and we can leave seat 1 till tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, sounds good.
And seat 7 nominates seat 6. They give essentially the same accusation as yesterday, but if I say our poisoner ping is dead, I think it's pretty likely seat 6 is evil. Seat 6 is not evil, just the butler. I think this is the last day I can support my execution to clear this world. After this, I'm going to be fighting pretty hard.
I think we have to do this. This is just necessary to clear world.
Yeah. We'll give you two other choices.
Mm-hmm.
Seat 2 nominates seat 4 and says, talking to a lot of people who think that they don't really believe the ported chef info with who's alive and who's dead. So I think seat 4 might be an evil of the port. Milk could have been poisoned night 1. Seat 7 could be poisoned since the investigator could have pinked off the recluse, and the poisoner could still be alive. Could even be seat 4, I think. I wouldn't mind seeing seat 4 dead.
I also think that's likely.
Seat 4 nominates seat 12 nominates seat 1 and says, we could do seat 6, we can do seat 1. I don't really care which, but I think we've got to clear this portion until the S's. Which execution do you want to support, Milk?
I definitely don't want to kill seat 1 now. I also don't think I want to kill seat 4. I think I do want to kill seat 6.
All right, seat 6 with your support carries the day. Seat 6 is executed and dies.
The nominations were very helpful in terms of what I think is going on in the Grimm. I actually think seat 12 is potentially the spy. I think seat 4 can be the drunk. And I think that means that we can have an outsider, an evil hidden in an outsider ping.
All right. Well, when you wake up, you find that seat 2 is dead.
Yeah, that seems right. So that means
was the monk, was perfecting seat 9.
Yeah.
Seat 9, Tabu dies tonight.
Yep, that just means seat 9 dies tonight. What's the seat 7 info?
Seat 7 says they now have a 0.
So we're on 6, so we get 2 more kills. My 2 kills here, I think, would be seat 12, then 9 dies, and then I would want to see who the final 3 are.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I tell you today, town is pretty committed to executing seat 1.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about that.
They don't listen to you. They go see one sequel and goes, but I'm just the Raven Keeper. I never get my ability as the Raven Keeper.
Yeah, tragic.
All right. You wake up to find that seat E9 is dead in the night. And
yeah,
here's your
9
four.
Has to die.
12, 7, 11, and 4. Seat 7 goes, my information is weird. I got a 2 last night.
Yeah. I mean, that's believable with the recluse and the Chef Zero seeming potentially evil. But that's also what the empath would say if they were the demon. If the chef is real and has a 0... Then the demon is not in C12 next to a recluse.
Well, the recluse in half the register is equal to the chef.
That's exactly right. That's the point. If the chef is real, we're probably not giving out the zero to frame the demon.
Well, the zero doesn't frame the demon. The one would frame the demon.
That's what I mean. We're giving out... Oh, no. I think I said it backwards. The zero means that seat 12 is likelier to be the demon than seat 7, is what I mean.
Ah. That makes more sense to me.
Yes, that is what I was trying to say. The zero makes it more likely that the recluse did not register to the chef and that there is a demon sitting next to the recluse, if the recluse is real.
Who do you think is going to die tonight, no?
I think seat 7 dies tonight.
Oh, what that?
Because any other kill reveals too much information.
Well, I'm going to tell you that you all agree to skip. Instead, seat 11 dies tonight and seat 7 reports another 2. Between your two washerwoman things.
Yeah, that seems like how it was always going to devolve to.
So, Milk, here it is for all the marbles. Who's the demon?
Who's the evil team? You get 3 points for the demon and 1 point each for the other evil team players who I talked about.
All right.
And if there's multiple demons, you have to get the living demon for the 3 points.
The living demon. I got you. Okay. Let's start with the Grim Reed. I'm just going to change this guy over to Soldier. I do think there's something suspicious in seat 3 and 5, but it's possible that that's wrong. The seat 7 information is weird, but seat 7 still being alive is strange. I think one of the two outsiders was evil. I don't really know which one. I'm inclined to think... I'm inclined to think that seat 11 was evil with seat 12, and that the chef information is wrong, and that there was an evil somewhere else that I haven't caught. So I'll say seat 12, current demon, seat 11, evil. I was inclined to think seat 5 was evil, and I don't really know why. Seat 2. Seat 2 might be evil, because seat 2 could have been forced to star pass.
Okay. Well, I'm tying up the score. You have 12 as the demon, 11 as evil, and 2 as evil?
Yeah, I think that might be right.
All right, I'm putting into my formulas, and I am going to get you 1.5 points.
Yeah.
Seat 12 is evil, and seat 11 is the recluse, so that's your 0.5 point.
Okay. Interesting. So the demon is...
Demon is seat 7.
It is seat 7.
The empath who lived the entire game.
Yeah.
But they didn't start the game as the demon, based over the game as the Scarlet Woman.
There was a pass. Okay, cool. Demon did move.
Sort of. They executed their own demon in seat 6, buffing poisoned information.
There's the chef one. Okay.
You pinged off the spy and the drunk.
I considered the world where they were evil together. I thought it was probably a chef one. But I discarded it because I didn't think that.
Innocent recluse. Seat 2, your monk. Seat 1, your beleaguered ravenkeeper who was fortune teller checked with the demon. Seat 3, your undertaker. Seat 5, your soldier who the spy said, that guy's going into investigator pain.
Yeah.
Seat 10 was the fortune teller. Seat 9, the virgin. And you, the washerwoman.
Yeah, pinging off the spy for to confirm the drunk is pretty strong for evil, right? Like, that's a really nice play. It did make me think that seat 12 was evil, and I thought that the demon had moved, but yeah, the 7-6-7 thing was interesting. That's cool. That's a cool grip.
Their bluffs were Empath, Futler, and the unused bluff of Mare.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, spies, of course, can do that, right? So. Ooh, tricky. Yeah, I mean, I did suss that the chef info was bad, and that the
you
there was
that the
a spy
chef info
the
was
ping.
Bad. The
and
kill
there was
pattern
a spy
did not match
ping.
A chef zero. There was big chunks of people.
Yeah, the chef zero was impossible to find. Right, It being here, I definitely thought about that, but I discarded it and went for the more obvious evil player, which is, you know, reasonable. And giving the drunk the zero, of course, makes it look like... But of course, if the Scarlet Woman's next to the imp, that's a good place to give a zero. Yeah, that's a strong zero. Cool. Cool Grim, Emma. Nice. Nice one.
No problem.
My turn, huh?
It sure is.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We are going to do our second scenario, and this one is going to involve Emma. Hello, Emma.
Hello, and Milk.
Emma is going to be the librarian in seat 6.
The librarian?
That's right, Emma. You're the librarian in seat 6, and you are going
to
be...
drunk!
You are going to be... You are going to be seeing a butler... between seat 2 and seat 9.
Great. I am seeing an evil player between seat 2 and seat 9 because I am the drunk.
That seems like a very reasonable thing to think about.
Milk okay. After revenge. He got
Me?
Fooled in the previous scenario.
Me? Revenge?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're not yes. the drunk. Emma, I'm not even allowed to let you think that you're the drunk. I have to make you think that you are
yes,
a townsfolk.
Yes, but we both know on a meta level you're after revenge.
Me?
You only
on
got
a
1.5
level.
Points out of 5.
All right, well, how's this point thing work? It's 3 for getting
three...
the demon and 1 each for the other evils? Okay. Let's see how you do.
I'm telling you, Freds, he wants revenge.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I've put as much agency as possible for myself on this board so that I can just completely destroy every read that you have. It's going to be so much fun for me. And they're going to watch me do it because they can see my grim.
Just saying. We all know what's up here. We all know what's up.
Sorry. That's right. I'm coming for you. Here we go. Let's go. All right, Emma. Librarian seeing a butler, I think I said, between seat
you
2 and
did.
Seat 9. Librarian seeing a butler between seat 2 and seat 9. Game starts. The storyteller, that's me, Milk, is dead. What do you want to do? Where are we going?
I guess we should talk to seat 2 or seat 9.
All right. Seat 2 it is. Hello, Emma. What's going
Hello,
on?
Hello, seat 2. How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. What's on your mind? What you got? What you got? What are you thinking? What you got?
Oh, I just saw you up there, and I was like, I haven't talked to seat 2 in a while. It's been a while since we've had one of these conversations, old seat 2 cat.
That's right. Good old seat 2. Well,
hey, what's up with you this game, my friend?
Yeah, I'm the, I've got a pretty powerful townsfolk role. I think it's not worth like sharing exactly what, but I'm excited because I'm gonna get some good information. I'm gonna solve this game.
Alright, Swan Butler.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
That's really great. Who are you butling for? Who'd you pick today?
So that's my business, not yours. I've told you everything. You're the one told me powerful townsfolk information.
Okay. I can be a little more specific. I'm the fortune teller. Yeah, I'm the fortune
oh,
teller.
Oh, the fortune teller. What did you do with your fortune teller ability?
I got a no. I picked some people. I picked my neighbors.
See,
and I got
do
a,
you
I
sound
got a no.
like you're full of lies?
Me? No, I'm not yes. a liar. You're the liar.
What do you mean I'm the liar?
You're lying. You're lying about your
I'm
role.
Not,
I know you're lying.
I'm not lying about my role.
You're
How
definitely
do you know
lying.
Like?
You're very lying.
I am not lying. I've been the butler several times.
You have been the butler several times, but not in this game, Emma. You're not the butler in this game, Emma.
What do you mean, C2?
I mean you're not the butler.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll see you at nominations. I'll see you at nominations, madam.
Interesting.
Who else would you like to talk to?
Well, we should talk to C9.
Okay, let's talk to seat 9. Hey, Emma, what's up?
Yeah, what's up? I'm the butler.
Oh, okay. Cool. I think I'm okay actually to say this. I'm the empath. I got a 0. I think I'm gonna look
okay.
for a virgin.
You're an empath, so you're gonna look for a virgin. Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you got going on?
Who'd you pick? Pick someone.
Do you want to say who you picked?
Seek two.
Seek two. Okay. Interesting. Okay, cool. Cool. That sounds good. Yeah, so if you hear of a virgin, let them know I'm looking for one.
Yeah, will do.
Thanks a bunch, friend. You're helping.
Yeah, I'm always helpful. Has the butler.
Go
it's
team.
My duty in life.
Go good team. Let's do this.
Hoorah, good team.
All right. Who you want to talk to next, Emma? Get a couple more.
I don't know. Seat 12.
Seat 12. Hey, Emma, what's up?
Not much. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm on the good team. I'm the Raven Keeper. I feel like I want to just play this as kind of an outed role right now, because, you know, sometimes you can just say you're the Raven Keeper and the demon will leave you alone for a while.
Well, I'm the butler.
And
okay, great.
I would kill you if you were the Raven Keeper and I was the demon, so you'll know I'm not the demon when you spell FNH.
Super. I'm really happy to hear that. I'm looking for more outsiders. I have also heard of a saint. So maybe we've got all three of the face ups.
Yeah, that seems likely.
Okay.
Milk does love a baron, and he's nothing if not predictable.
He's extremely predictable, and he loves to put the baron in games. He loves that beautiful red top hat. All right, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, I'll give you one more since you gave me four on the first day. You can have one more.
I will talk to seat four.
Seat four. Hello there, Emma. What's going on?
Not much. How's it going, seat four?
I'm doing pretty great. Fal? Yeah, I'm doing pretty great. I'm happy to tell you that I'm the virgin. I'm looking for somebody to nominate me.
Seek nine was looking to nominate a virgin.
Oh, super. Okay, great. I'll offer myself up in the town square when we get back. What about you? What do you got going on?
I'm the butler. I shan't be nominating you.
Oh yeah, no, you shouldn't. Please don't. that would be great.
Be a disaster and a half.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks a bunch for that. I'll talk to seat nine when we get back to town.
Yep. No problem.
All right. Bye. Okay, we'll go into doing some nominations. The first thing that happens is seat four says, "Hey, I heard somebody was looking for a virgin. I'm looking for somebody to nominate me. I'm the virgin." Seat three immediately pipes up and says, "Oh yeah, I'd love to nominate the virgin. I'll nominate seat four."
No, seat nine.
Seat three nominates seat four. Seat nine.
I say
goes,
no. Seat three stops. Somebody else wants to.
It's too late.
Seat three, don't do it.
It's too late. Seat three nominates seat four, and nothing happens.
Seat three, you're played into Bilk's traps.
And seat three says, "Oh, that's weird. I guess I could be the drunk."
Oh, you're just evil, Z3.
I'm the washerwoman. I've seen a role. I think is a pretty strong confirmation. So I was hoping to get confirmed by the virgin.
The washerwoman's already confirmed. You don't need to be confirmed by the virgin.
Well, I mean, it's like a really, really strong confirmation. So
I think we should vote on Z3.
All right.
I can't say unless Z2 wants to.
Do you? Well, I'll say that seat two will vote on. I'll say that seat two will vote on seat four. Would you like to vote on seat four?
No, I'm not voting on seat four.
Okay, there's not enough votes. That's just 5 votes. Yeah, your vote was of course needed to get that on the block. Seat four nominates seat three. Seat four says, "Yeah, I was really looking. I didn't want to go through this game as the unproc virgin, and now I'm going to have to deal with this. Let's kill seat three. Could, you know, maybe there's an undertaker out there that can see them as like whatever they are." So do you want to vote on seat three? Seat two has their hand up.
Yes, if seat two has their hand out.
Seat two has their hand up, so you can vote on seat three.
Who's seat two's butler master?
You're right. Interesting question. Seat two doesn't have their hand up actually on this one.
My hand is also
I don't want to think about that part at all, so we're not going to worry about it. Seat 2 doesn't have their hand up, but you can put your hand up if you want, but of course you can't.
I don't, because I can't, because Seat 2's head is down.
I see how we've created ourselves a really awkward situation where no one can get executed that I don't want executed. That's a shame for you. let's go ahead and say that seat 3 doesn't get enough votes. No, we'll say seat 3 does get enough votes, actually. Seat 3 gets enough votes even without your vote. Seat 3's on the block. We'll go ahead and do that because I think that's more fun. We'll also have seat 12 will nominate seat 10. I had a really suspicious conversation with seat 10 where they didn't seem like they had a claim. They didn't really know what, you know, it seemed like they didn't really have a role in front of them. They were kind of just bluffing all over the place. So I think seat 10 might be, I think seat 10 might be evil. Seat 2, obviously, we'll say that seat 1 votes and seat 2 raises their hand after seat 1's hand goes up. Let's do that.
I'm keeping my hand down.
All right. This does not go through. Seat 3 is executed and dies. Let's go to the night phase, which means nothing to you because you're a librarian. So
I'm the butler. I have to choose a player.
That's right. Oh, yeah. You have to choose a player. Well, while you're figuring out how to choose a player, we're going to go ahead and say, what do you think's going on?
I thought that was a decently suspicious nomination from seat 3. But perhaps not.
Perhaps
hopefully
not.
There's an Undertaker who could clear this up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That seems
seat
right.
Seat 2 is the butler, it seems, or undrunk or poisoned. Or they're the spy. I blink down past claim at seat 9. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You wake up the next morning, and seat 12 and seat 3 immediately go off to talk to one another. Who do you want to talk to?
We'll talk to good old seat 5.
Okie dokie. Seat 5. Hey there, Emma.
Hello.
Going on?
How's it going, seat 5?
I'm doing great. I'm the Undertaker. I'm gonna have to try to get a chat in with seat 3 here today. What they were.
So you're the Raven Keeper and we'll swap the seat 12?
What? No. Why do you think that? That's crazy talk. Why would you ever think of that as a thing that's happening?
It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm good at sussing these out.
Oh, okay. What are you, Emma?
I'm the butler.
The butler? Oh, did you pick me? I'm a great person to pick. I'll vote for anything.
I picked seat two.
The Undertaker. Oh, you picked seat 2. Okay, well, that's awkward. That's tricky. I forgot to kill someone in the night. That's awkward. I meant to kill someone in the night. Seat 9 dies. Apologies. In the night.
Ow.
Back to you. Back to you, Emma. Sounds good. Let's maybe we can come back around on this Raven Keeper Undertaker thing later. not now.
Let's talk to seat 11.
Seat 11. Emma, it is I, your good friend, seat 11.
Seat 11, how's it going?
I am so excited. I have a role that I love, and it's very exciting for me.
What role is that? I also have a role that I love, and it's very exciting for me.
Yeah, I am the mayor.
Ah, the mayor. I'm the butler.
Not only that, Emma, I am the washerwoman confirmed mayor.
Oh, we don't like that here.
Oh, yeah. I'm 100% the washerwoman confirmed mayor.
But what do you say about what happened to C3 dominating the Virgin and not dying yesterday?
I mean, that does seem really strange, but I mean, maybe C4 is evil. Maybe there was a poisoner. Like, the poisoner could have poisoned C4.
That's how we consider that you're evil, C11.
That's perfectly believable, Emma, that C4 could be evil or that they could have been poisoned.
Yes, but isn't it also believable that you could be evil?
But if I'm evil, why would seat 3, who is confirming me, nominate the Virgin if they're evil.
Because they're not the drunk C-11. You know how the drunk works.
No, they're not. I don't even think that. I've heard of three outsiders, including you. So I don't think that makes sense.
Oh, it's okay, C-11. We'll figure it out.
Okay, you figure it out, Emma. I know you're going to do great. Obviously, as the mayor, you know, very believably and confirmed, by the way, by a washerwoman, I don't have any information.
I think we're not being able to say you're confirmed by a washerwoman.
Are you
You'd
sure?
You'd have had better luck if your washerwoman had tried to nominate a virgin.
That's possible.
C-11.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Emma. Let's give you one more. Who you want to talk to?
C-3.
Hi, Emma.
Hello, but did the Undertaker see you as good old C-3?
The Undertaker saw me as the washerwoman.
Interesting.
So I think it could have been either C-4 was poisoned, or they're just evil.
Or the Undertaker was poisoned, and you're the drunk.
I guess that's possible. I don't know. You know, they said they didn't tell anybody their role, so...
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, my pings are C-11 and C-7 as the mayor.
Yeah, I've talked to C-11.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the confirmation was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I gave him three roles, and he eliminated one of those three roles as not the role that he is. And
that's easy to fake. You're just playing a guessing game, then.
I mean, I guess so. But, I mean, it seemed pretty legit. I don't know.
If you say so.
All right. Well, good luck with your whatever you are. What are you? Did you tell me what you are?
I'm the butler.
Oh, okay, great. Who'd you pick? Who's your master?
Seat 2.
Oh, okay, great. Seat 2. Okay, great. Thanks a lot for your help.
Yeah, no problem, Seat 3.
All right, bye. All right. That brings us back around to nominations. Is there anybody you want to nominate?
Not really. I mean, seat 7, seat 1 candidates, because I haven't talked to them yet. There's something fishy going on with seat 4 and 11 and 5.
All right. Seat 8 comes out, and seat 8 says, hey, I just want to let everybody know I'm the chef. I have a 1.
Okay.
So take that into your considerations. Seat 12 is going to nominate seat 4.
Okay.
Seat 12 says, hey, I'm the Raven Keeper. I've been talking to the Undertaker a little bit, and they told me that seat 3 was seen as the washerwoman, and so I think seat 4 is a really good kill for today. We'll say that seat 1 and seat 2 put their hands up. Would you like to vote on this?
Sure.
All right.
C4 is good, but we can move on this world.
Sure. Okay, so you vote along with seat 1 and seat 2, and we'll just say it's enough to put it on the block. Seat 4 is going to nominate seat 11. Seat 4 nominates seat 11 and says, I think this washerwoman confirmation is really fishy. I think if we kill seat 11, it's much more likely to be good for us. I'm the spent virgin. If you want to kill me, you can kill me. It doesn't matter either way. I'm going to say that seat 1 and seat 2 vote on this again. Would you like to vote with them?
Nah, that's okay.
Alrighty. Seat 1 and seat 2 vote on it. This doesn't get enough to go on. And we'll just do one more. We'll say seat 10 nominates seat 1. Seat 10 nominates seat 1.
Okay.
Seat 1's a blank on my grim. I haven't really talked to them, but I've talked to everybody else, and I have good social reads in other places. There's something weird going on with the Virgin. I'd like to hear more from seat 1. Seat 1 says, yeah, I wouldn't do this if I were you. Seat 1 doesn't vote, and seat 2 doesn't vote, so I assume you're not going to vote.
I'm not going to vote. I can't vote without seat 1.
That's
or
right.
Seat 2, rather.
So that's enough of the voting. Seat 4 is executed and dies. And everybody goes to sleep. All right, Emma. You got another thought on what's going on here?
So the Cephalon is real. That looks like Seed 12 and Seed 11. Third would probably be Seed 7, which puts the Drunk Wash from the same two evils, the Empath Zero, pairing two people. Seed 1's the Saint, Seed 2 is the Butler, Seed 5 is the Raven Keeper on the Librarian.
It's a pretty good read. All right. Let's wake you up the next morning. Seat 5 died in the night.
I'll let them share what they saw however they want to. I should talk to Seat 10.
Sure. They're actually just going to come out with it right on the top of the day. Seat 5 says, "Hey, I checked Seat 10 last night and I saw the Baron." All right, who did you want to talk to, Emma?
Seat 10.
Hello, Emma. How's
it going?
Hello,
what's up?
Not much. I'm the Slayer. I'm probably going to shoot today. I don't know what's going on with Seat 5. See, I mean, he's the Baron. That's crazy.
Oh, he's poisoned. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. He was in a Rolls Hawk with an evil flavor, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Cool. All right, well, do you have any ideas of who to shoot? I've heard Seat 7 is the Recluse, but I kind of don't want to go into that. I'm just wondering where you think I could spend my shot most effectively.
Well, I mean, if you're the Baron, Seat 7 is confirmed. So I would shoot Seat 11 or 12.
Shoot Seat 11 or 12? Okay, I can do that for sure.
I think today's a good day to shoot.
Yeah, I'm definitely shooting today. I'm not waiting another day. I was claiming a different role before. I think either the evil team knows the Grim or they're communicating really well, so they're just figuring out who people are. Well, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, I give you another one.
So the problem with Seat 10 being the Baron is that confirms all three of the Outsider Seats, 1, 2, and 7, which means that the Chef 1 literally is Seat 10 and 11. So in either world, Seat 11 is evil there.
Okay, sounds good. Is there anybody else you want to talk to today? Get one more?
We should talk to Seat 1 in front of the Saint.
Hello, Emma. Huh. As you might have suspected from my defense yesterday, I am the Saint.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think we should kill today?
Seat 11.
Okay, that sounds good to me. So you go back to the town square. Seat 12 says, "Hey, everybody, there's no point keeping up the ruse anymore. I am the Undertaker. I was in a role swap with Seat 5. I saw the imp last night."
Great. So in your world, you have a dead imp. We have a Baron. We're looking for a Scarlet Woman.
Yep.
And he was dead safely. And we know that Seat 10 is never the demon in your world.
Yeah, I
agree. So we can kill into the world where we're evil and execute Seat 11.
Yeah, that seems fine to me. C10 says, I think I'm going to claim Slayer and I'm going to shoot Seat 12 because I think we're going to kill Seat 11 today. C10 shoots Seat 12. There's no effect.
Okie dokie.
C10 says, okay, I guess I'll nominate Seat 11. Seat 10 nominates Seat 11 and says, I think Emma's world makes a lot of sense. There's Chef 1. I'm not the Baron, but I believe it could be a Baron world. So maybe there's a poisoning going on and they've shown a Baron for some reason. I'm not sure. Anyway, I think it's perfectly safe to kill Seat 11 here. They're also in some weird situation with Seat 3. I'm going to say that 1 and 2 vote, but your vote is decisive. Do you want to kill Seat 11? Okay, great. With your vote, the block of you, Seat 1, and Seat 2 have all voted. I'll say Seat 8 votes on it as well. Seat 11 is
the other demon gambit.
Then we have, let's say Seat 11 is on the block. Seat 11 is going to nominate Seat... You know what? Seat 11 is going to nominate you, Emma.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
I don't think a lot of this world makes sense, and Emma seems to be the engineer behind a lot of it. She's pushing on the World War on Evil, so I'd be inclined to kill Emma today.
don't think that makes sense. I'm confirmed in a barren world.
Interesting. All right, that seems like not going to get enough votes because seat two obviously isn't voting on you, and you're not voting on yourself. So, okay, let's go with. I think that's probably all. I think seat 11 is just going to be executed and die here. All right, Emma, once more, and then we'll kind of speed through the rest of it because we're on the end of our hour. What do you think's going on in the grid?
So there's two worlds. There's the 11, 12, and probably 7 world. There's no Baron. There's a Poisoner and a Spy.
Mm-hmm.
That's world 1. World 2 is the Baron world. In that world, seat 8, Chef 1 doesn't make sense, but they could be the drunk. So seat 8 can be the demon with seat 4 and seat 10 as their minions. Finally, there's the world where seat 1 and seat 2 are evil together. That's a little tricky to make work, though. It's possible, but it's a little tricky.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you that you wake up the next morning and seat 8 has died in the night. So we'll give you one conversation today and then we'll wrap this thing up.
Right. Let's talk to seat 12.
Okay. You go talk to seat 12. Hey, Emma, what's going on?
Not much. How's it going?
I'm good.
What did you see seat 11 as?
Mayor.
Okay. That's what I thought you'd say. Good or evil, you'd say that.
I mean, I've seen seat 11 as the mayor. I've seen seat 3 as the washerwoman. I've seen seat 4 as the imp. So I'm just not really sure what's going on the Grim. Some kind of weird stuff. There's also 3 open outsider claims, all of which are still alive.
4 open outsider claims.
I don't...
There's 2 butlers.
Are there?
Yes. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. Yeah, I never caught wind of that, but it's fine. What are you thinking about today?
I'm trying to see what worlds still have 3 evils alive, because that's mm-hmm. when we want to kill into today.
I mean, I think the world that has 3 evils alive is like you, seat 2, and seat 10, maybe.
Or I don't think that works. Seat 2 is confirmed. Seat 2, either seat 2.
Well,
or
one
I
of
is
you and seat
2.
One of you and seat 2 would be evil in that world.
One of seat 2 and I is confirmed in a world where seat 10 is evil. The seat 10 is supposedly the Baron.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe it could be... Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure where the evil team is. This is tricky.
It would be something like seat 1 and seat 2 as 2 minions. It would be seat 1, seat 2, and seat 10, but no Baron. Mm. Raven Keeper's drunk. Virgin was poisoned. No, that doesn't work. Seat 2 would be the spy in that world.
All right. Well,
there'd be a spy poisoner. Yeah.
I guess let's see who's getting killed today.
Yeah.
All right, Ebon. So you've got a little less information than I did, but we are kind of running on time. We'll give you extra points.
We're going to do an execution and a night kill. We're going to go down to a final 3, Milk.
All right. We're going to go down to final. Well, it's final 4, but that's fine. All right.
We're
going to
do 2 night kills.
I'm just going to let you execute whoever you want today, Emma.
I want to execute seat 10 today.
You want to execute seat 10 today?
Yeah.
Good job, Emma. You did it. The audience already knows, but for your benefit, I will reveal this. First of all, you are the librarian, and you did get a true ping on the butler. Evil team fell into a trap that evil teams sometimes fall into, which is that they left confirmed outsiders alive in a Baron game, which is perfectly reasonable. The Virgin claim was the starting demon. When you killed the Virgin after they were nominated by the Washerwoman, who was the Washerwoman confirming an actual mayor, they were caught by the Scarlet Woman in seat 8, who was claiming to be a chef with a 1. That chef 1 obviously didn't work. And then they star passed last night, which they were always going to do. In this game, I always wanted the Baron in seat 10 to end up with the imp token, which I thought was quite fun. Seat 9 is the drunk empath seated between 2 evils. Seat 5 is the Raven Keeper who picked an evil, got lucky. And seat 12 is the Undertaker who saw all correct information the entire game. So
yeah, really, the whole point of this game is you clarify words.
Yeah.
So we kill seat 11 to clarify the world. where seed 11 and seed 12 and seed 7 are evil, and it's not a Baron game.
Mm-hmm. And then you kill seed 10 because that's the last remaining person in that world.
Because seed 10 is evil in the non-Baron worlds that still have multiple evil players alive.
Yeah.
And evil in the Baron worlds.
And I think maybe something that's like worth mentioning out of both of these experiments, right, is that you can know a lot about a Grimm, and this is sort of the whole point, I think, of Grimm scenarios as we've done it. You can know a lot about a Grimm, but still not have an exact idea of what's happening. And so you have to reduce the amount of possible worlds that exist, which is kind of a big part of the game.
Yeah, it's all about reducing possible worlds until you get to a world that you like.
Absolutely. And you got to one that worked out really well for your team. Shall we hop into the voice chat? We got some announcements to make.
Sure.
All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this return to Trouble Brewing Grimm scenarios. I don't know when the next time we're going to do one of these scenario-style episodes are, but we'll probably think of them in the future. But we do know what we are going to do a bit. First off, we're excited that we want to do a mailbag episode. But to do a mailbag episode, we need questions.
We need mail.
And you can give us questions in two ways. First, the preferred way. Join discord.gg/grimscenarios. Take the podcast role, go down to the podcast section. There's a thread that says mailbox questions. Drop your questions there. Easy peasy.
We will get
them.
But
what if you don't have Discord? What if you don't want to join the Grimm Scenarios Discord? Because you're a jerk. We also can take questions by email.
Mm-hmm.
At grimscenariospodcast@gmail.com. Once we get like a sufficient number of questions, a reasonable number of questions, we should go to a mailbox episode. You can ask about anything. Can't promise I'll answer anything, but you can ask about anything.
We might even do one or two, you know, over the course of time if they, if we get enough questions.
Yeah, you can keep sending questions. Even if the mailbox episode has already been produced in there, so keep sending your questions. We'll do a second one if we get more questions.
We will. This was what we always wanted to do in the first place, so we might as well do it now.
So, mailbox episode.
Big thing.
Mailbox episode. Join discord.gg/grimscenarios and submit your questions there, or send the email to grimscenariospodcast@gmail.com.
That sounds right. Do you want to talk about the second thing, or should I do the second thing?
Yes, the second thing is coming up. We've been thinking about what we want to do in the future of this podcast, because we don't really want to end it, but we've been doing these scenarios for a lot while, and they're a little roached, they're a little stale. And we want to refresh what we're doing a little bit. And we're thinking, there's a gap. When we launched this podcast, one of the reasons we did this style episode is because there had been a long-running series called Cult of the Clock Tower that went into real depth talking with guests about every single one of the base three characters, including the Travelers, on a comprehensive level, like hour-long deep dive episodes. For various reasons, that podcast hasn't continued. It may continue in the future if the expansion scripts ever released. But for now, it's on a semi-permanent hiatus. But that's
so we reached out. So we reached out to Andrew Nathanson, who did that podcast, and asked him, and he said he was very amenable to us continuing to fill that gap. And that gap
so
is the
all these experimental characters that people are using in the real world. They're using them. You're playing with them. You're storytelling them. Any questions come up, thoughts come up, you want something to cite, we're hoping that the Grimm Scenarios podcast can fill the gap with these experimental characters, at least until the expansion strips release, and if Andrew decides to do more, because Andrew was great at this.
Yeah.
And we'll just be pale imitations.
But we're going to do it in our own way. We're not going to do exactly the same, but we're going to do...
Yeah.
We're going to cover it in our way.
Pretty similar. Like... Yeah. We're going to bring on guests to talk about things. We have a bunch of exciting guests lined up.
We do.
We have to figure out a schedule and like, but...
Admin.
We're excited. We hope you're excited. We're really excited to be doing this. We think it's going to be a fun project that will take up the next year or two of Grimm Scenarios.
Yeah.
So
it's
going to
be a blast.
May your scenarios stay grim.